Yeah, and just a couple of things I wanted to bring up specifically is I know y'all won. What stood out to me was back in, I think it was October last year, y'all won Best Hip Hop Platform through BET. And then y'all recently did a distribution deal with Warner Music Group. So I was going to see how that maybe affects the business in general, like distribution, if that affects maybe the creation of what y'all are doing as far as how to go about like finding guests, like just what changes with that deal?
With the deal specifically?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't. You know, we've gone through several deals throughout. We're about in March. It's 7 years of Drink Champs, which is wild to us.
Wow.
But and we've gone through a lot of different distribution deals and partnerships. On the audio side, Revolt has been our steady visual partner on TV and on YouTube. And so nothing really changes. You know, all the changes is sometimes, you know, depending on who the partner is and what kind of machine they have, they're just helpful in terms of maybe marketing and reaching folks we haven't reached yet. And just, you know, that's basically really what they bring to the table. Cause you know, we're pretty self-sufficient on everything else. We book our own guests. It's very rare that our partners book guests. I'm not saying they never do, but sure. It's rare. And so, you know, but what's cool about this specific deal that's different, and this is what I love about what we've been able to do with Drink Champs. I think definitely on the hip hop podcast side, I can't speak for every podcaster, but I think I could say for overall podcasting, we have pioneered a lot of things, but specific to hip hop podcasting, we've brokered deals that were like kind of unheard of in the podcast space. And so with this Warner Brothers deal, it has a lot of layers to it that it opens up the doors. Like they really want us to utilize all aspects of their machine. So the television and movie production side, they want the music side, merchandising side. So that's in our deal that we can, it's multi-layered for us to do all kinds of things.
So probably one of the biggest things, like just to kind of recap what you're saying there, I would think would be just the fact that you're going to reach a bigger audience with that deal alone. I mean, y'all have had some of the biggest guests on there, but it may help even bring bigger guests on because of that bigger platform. It might, you know,
yeah, I mean, it's hard to tell because we've had big, you know, partners, and we before them it was with iHeart, and right. It was Black Effect, which is Charlemagne the God's company through iHeart.
Okay.
And iHeart's a big machine, and they were great, and we didn't leave them because of anything that was wrong with them. They were absolutely great partners, and then before them we were with Nas Mass Appeal, and we had a deal with Tidal, which was a kind of a separate kind of deal, subscription based, and then before them we were CBS Radio. So we've had pretty big partners. I think that Drink Champs is just very, it's its own thing. And the way that we operate is like, you know, the catchphrase that I created early on, knowing how we were, was we're the most professional unprofessional, right? Yeah, that's the way. I'm dyslexic, so sometimes I flip it. But yeah, we're the most most professional unprofessional podcast.
Okay.
So, you know, we're really good at being who we are. So and we have a lot of unorthodox ways of doing things, and you know, it's basically organized chaos.
Sure.
Behind the scenes and in front of the scenes sometimes. Sure. But yeah, these partnerships, you hope and you with someone like Warner, you know, that's the strategy to grow the brand, to get it in front of people who might not have heard of us, and then in turn you hope to bring in even bigger guests down the line.
Sure. Yeah, but I have some questions regarding Drink Champs for sure.